Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 774, How to Look Like Brad Pitt in Troy, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily, or really an Independence Day edition if you're here in the U.S. and if you're listening close to real time. Just want to again thank all of the men and women in the armed forces for their service. Now, if you're new here, this is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. On this show, that's where I usually answer your questions. And I should also mention that today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or are jumping around, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 773. Now, I understand that, again, if you're in the U.S., today's a holiday, and I'm about to read to you the part where the author, Steve Kam, is going to talk about diet. The timing isn't great to talk about how to eat properly on a holiday like today. So I understand the irony, but we're going to continue on, get right to part 2 as we optimize your life. How to Look Like Brad Pitt in Troy, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Diet. Apparently, Brad ate 4 meals a day that consisted of high amounts of protein and low amounts of carbohydrates. He also gave up smoking, drinking, and eating junk food. These 3 things right there are huge factors that contributed to Brad's success in the gym and on the screen. Now, when it comes to the rest of his diet, I have to disagree with his trainers once again. Considering he was training for 3 hours a day, removing carbs from his diet robbed him of necessary energy to get through these grueling workouts. Also, I don't think 4 meals a day is enough to give him constant protein throughout the day to build those muscles. My suggestion? If you're skinny and trying to bulk up, you may need to eat about 4,000 calories a day. And those 4,000 calories could be composed of at least 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, and 1.5 to 2 times that number of grams of complex carbohydrates. Take these numbers, divide them by 6 or 7, depending on how often you want to eat, and that's what you need to be eating close to all day long. Here are some samples of times when you probably want to consider eating. 7 a.m. breakfast, 9:30 a.m. snack, noon, lunch, 2:30 p.m. another snack, 5 p.m. dinner, 7:30 p.m. late-night snack, 10 p.m. pre-bed snack. At each of these meals, including dinner, I'd aim to get at least 30 grams of protein, 45 grams of complex carbs, and 10 to 15 grams of good fats. Think lots of chicken and tuna, possibly egg whites for your protein, and whole grain pasta, oats, brown rice, potatoes, and whole grain wheat bread for your complex carbs. You can also eat all the fruits and vegetables you want. I'd limit the amount of carbs you eat at the very end of the day, think your last 2 meals, because studies have shown that your metabolism is slower at the end of the day when you're not exercising. So it's possible those carbs could get turned to stored fat while you sleep. As long as you've been exercising, the protein you eat at the end of the day will be used to rebuild your muscles while you sleep. After you've bulked up enough and you're interested in shedding the excess fat from your body, I'd continue to eat every 2 to 3 hours and keep your intake of protein high. I'd cut some of the carbs from your diet, but make sure you're still eating enough to give you energy to get you through your workouts. I'd work on finding a balance between increased amount of sprints and interval training for cardio and a decreased amount of calories until you find a good balance. You want your weight to remain constant and your body fat percentage to decrease. There you have it. It might not be the exact Brad Pitt, Troy workout you expected, but it will certainly get the job done. Trust me, I know, because it's working for me right now as we speak. My advice, if you're looking to follow a specific routine by following a specific celebrity, pick somebody other than the genetically gifted Brad Pitt. If you're skinny and trying to bulk up, maybe think about Ryan Reynolds and look at his transformation for Blade 3. And if you're a bigger guy looking to slim down, maybe think about Daniel Craig's routine to prepare for Casino Royale. Just keep in mind that these guys had personal trainers and specific diet plans to get them where they needed to be. Expect to get less successful results if you're picking a routine while working a full-time job, raising a family, and not having the time or money to eat 10 professionally prepared meals a day. You can probably sense a trend with all these routines. Lots of protein every 2 to 3 hours, sprints for cardio instead of long runs, keep your routines specific, compound exercises, somewhere between 3 and 6 sets and 6 to 12 reps per set. Work yourself to exhaustion, give your muscles some time to recover, and you'll be sacking Troy in no time. And I realize this is a weird sentence if you know a dude named Troy. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, How to Look Like Brad Pitt in Troy by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It's like Steve read my mind. At the end of this post, he basically said what I had said yesterday at the end of episode 773. We always want to keep in mind that if we want to look like a certain celebrity, well, they're probably getting paid to work out in the gym. Somebody's paying for them to have their meals prepared for them day in and day out. They have a bunch of resources that we may not have. And so we have to keep those things in mind when we set this goal for ourselves. And actually, if we think about the post I read earlier this week from Nia Shanks, having that physique looking a certain way is a nice side effect. And so that shouldn't really be the end goal. We need to think about the journey itself. We need to think about how we're improving our health and wellness as we do these exercises and as we change our eating habits. We want to learn about ourselves along the way. We want to maximize our potential, increase our self-confidence. That's really what it's about. If setting the goal of looking like a celebrity will help get you motivated, that's perfectly fine. But let's just be clear that you may not look exactly like that. But if it gets you on the path to a healthier, happier body and mind, then I'm all for it. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Have a very happy and safe Independence Day if you're here in the US and if you're listening as these episodes come out. I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.